Western Tower, room 2. This room is 4 meters in diameter, and the chamfered ribs divide the vault into 6 unequal sections called jack arches. The keystone represents a double row separated by small berries. The ribbed vault was here too added in a late 13th century work campaign. The chimney in the room suggests that this room was meant to become a living room and bedroom. It was added at a later date, maybe in the early 14th century, after the vault then. Look at the odd coup de lampe, mixing crockets, trefoils, triple foliage rings, and a simple-looking man. One of them, the most beautiful in this room, to the left of the chimney, was voluntarily broken to make way for the mantelpiece. The jambs, or vertical parts, and the mantelpiece of the chimney fit together, reinforced by little steps carved in both elements. On both sides of the chimney, note the presence of stone spandrels, a sort of medieval shelf where domestic utensils would be kept. The hauberk, or coat of mail, was worn by knights between around 1100 and 1300, with or without a ventail, a hood, both made of the same material, metal mails sewn together. The hauberk, split on both sides to allow mounting or dismounting a horse, was worn below the knee. Knights started wearing a sort of long tunic over their hauberk from the 13th century, on which they started painting their blazon. It is what we call the coat of arms. A belt, a shield, a helmet, and a nasal cover completed the knight's protective equipment. Take the stairs again to the second floor. Note, while walking upwards, the walled-up door to your left. That led to the upper story of the 13th century Great Hall.